Imagine denying your child food to try to squeeze money out of the dad.
No, man.
That's awful. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the DeLulu Canoe Podcast.
Woohoo!
Today, we are going to be judging Am I the A-hole stories? Which are personally my favorite, but another thing that's my favorite is our producer today, Cosmo from
Aw,
the
I'm your favorite. I'm one of your favorites. Oh, thank
Oh,
you.
of course you
You're
are.
one of my favorite bosses.
Oh, thank you. I love that.
You are a hell of a boss. See what I
Hey,
did there?
I try. You know, I try to make it fun.
No, you're badass. I love working with you.
Thanks. How you doing today? You doing good?
Good. I mean, a little woken up, energetic. Things are going looking good, you know?
Yeah, I
So,
agree.
yeah.
Positive mindset, ready to go. Are you ready to judge people?
I'm always ready to judge people.
Right?
Okay.
So I pulled this one, which is kind of confusing,
Okay,
but I think it might be a good like wake up brain teaser for us all.
cool.
Am I the a-hole for saying it's not my problem if my ex and her husband can't afford their kids?
Whoa.
Let's get into it.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Okay.
I, 30 male, so our OP is a guy, was married to Marion, 30 female, and we have a son together who's now 8. When Marion was pregnant, I found out she was cheating on me with James, 33 male. Oh,
Oh, okay.
it's going.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's going fast. Okay. Ooh. James had a girlfriend who is pregnant at the same time. Wait.
What?
I found out she was cheating on me with James. James had a girlfriend who was pregnant at the same time.
Damn, he's fertile.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
The OP is wasting no time. All right. When my son was born, we needed a DNA test to find out if I was his father or James was. As Marion's husband, I was the legal father, and that made it easier when the DNA test results showed he was actually mine. Okay. Sigh of
Whew.
relief. Oh my gosh.
Damn.
Because she fought to name James his father? She fought to name James his father. What?
She fought to.
To make James her son's father? Even after she found out that OP was?
Wow.
That's a choice? Okay. Things were toxic. James was there for everything in the later pregnancy and the birth, and Marion told me nothing. Her parents were the ones who gave me the info on when my son was born, so I could file with the courts for a DNA test, and custody and our son's birth was also when our divorce could proceed. So wait, he OP found out that she was cheating with James. James was there for Marion through all of Marion's pregnancy, and Marion was just like, "Sorry, I cheated on you with James, OP, get out of my life." Like,
And you find out,
wow.
and he finds out through his, her parents.
That, yeah. Oh my God. Okay. I kind of feel bad for this OP already.
Yeah.
Ugh. James's ex ended up giving him custody of their daughter. And so they had her full time and my son 50% of the time. And a year and a half later, they had a daughter together. Whoa, that's a lot. Okay. At this point, they have James's daughter and four children together. And I won custody of my son 3.5 years ago because in order to force more money out of me, they wouldn't feed him enough and let him wear dirty old clothes. And I only paid child support because I earned more than Marion. But we had equal parenting time back then, so now Marion sees our son every other weekend. Wow. Okay, lots of kids.
Yeah.
My son's in therapy to help him with all the mess he's witnessed and been a part of in some way in his young life. Good job, OP. Marion was also ordered to pay a small amount of child support, but she's only paid a few times. She always uses the excuse that she can't afford it and that it might be true. I never push it because I can take care of my son without her. For the last 2-ish years, Marion has looked to me to buy extra school supplies and share them among the two school-aged kids. So
What?
her stepdaughter and first daughter with James. I've always ignored those requests and sent my son with supplies and donated a few to his class as requested. I've never bought a single thing for the other children in my ex's house. Yeah,
No.
as right. I agree with that, OP. 2 weeks ago, my son had a small surgery and Marion showed up. Marion brought up the school supplies issue and asked me to please be decent about this and get some supplies for her girls because they couldn't afford them. She told me they struggle to support the kids they have as it is, and their other kids suffer. I tried to move away from her, but she followed me to another table. So I told her, I don't care if they can't afford their other kids. I told her that her other kids are not my responsibility and she needs to figure something else out. I told her she already denied our kid food to try to get money out of me and she lost most of her time with him as a result. And my priority is my kid, not the kids she keeps having. I told her I would not discuss it with her again and I haven't. But she sent me many messages through co-parenting apps that the courts have ordered us to use where she calls me an a-hole and not a good dad to our kid. My lawyer knows. He tells me to keep ignoring her. And for those who might wonder, this will not remove her visitation from him. It was difficult enough to get primary custody after her denying our son enough food to try to make me pay more. Unless my son is older and doesn't want to see her or CPS removes the other kids, nothing will change the revisitation. Knowing all this, am I the a-hole?
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
Weirdly, I kind of grew up in a situation like this where I lived with my father and he had moved on. And so I had a stepmother and I had four stepsisters. And it wasn't exactly like this. Like, it wasn't this bad, obviously. But, like, because I had a mom and a dad who had to pay child support, there was a lot of, like, discretions about, like, certain children in the one household having better things than others.
Yeah.
Like I would always have, like, good school supplies, good clothes, and those sort of things, whereas, like, my stepsisters all had, like, hand-me-down clothes. But my dad never made it my mom's problem. You know, like, he would never be like, oh, the other girls don't get to, you know. Like, he would just ask me to share every once in a while, and I didn't care about sharing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is kind of messed up.
Jeez, she sounds like a horrible person.
Yeah, Marion, she is not great.
Yeah, no. And then it's this, with James being there through the whole pregnancy, I'm like, who is this guy? Is your gay best friend? I hope he's your gay best friend, because, man.
Like, where did he come from?
Right?
It was just like, all of a sudden, I found out she was cheating on me with James. James had a girlfriend who also was pregnant. Like, what?
Wow.
Like, I kind of wish OP would give us a little more details on that, just because it's juicy. But...
yeah, and how is his ex-girlfriend still with that guy, James, after having a girlfriend that's pregnant, too? So, like, so he's taking care of... sounds Midwestern. I wonder where they're from.
Oh! Hey, I'm from there. Watch yourself. Watch yourself. As I say, I've kind of been in this situation. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I'm showing my true colors.
Show your true colors.
That's why I love you. Copyright infringed. No, I kind of think Marion is the a-hole here.
Yeah.
Unless, like, there's more lore to, like, why her and James got together. But even then, don't cheat. Don't cheat.
Seriously. I mean, James is just as bad because he was with somebody else while he was with her.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, these are toxic people. You need them out of your life, and they are the a-hole for treating your kid like this because you're trying to take care of two other kids or, like, one other kid.
Imagine denying your child food to try to squeeze money out of the dad.
No, man.
That's awful.
But that happens, especially in some cases, like in the poor and whatnot, and like poor towns and whatnot. But, you know, when the mom just takes all the money and spends it on something else.
Yeah, yeah, that does happen a lot with these stories I've noticed too. Yeah. Like they're getting the child support and then they're just spending it on other things, or they're not getting the child support because the person ordered to pay it just doesn't make enough.
Exactly.
It's so unfortunate. Mm-hmm. Like, at least in that case, when it's like when you're trying to do the right thing and then you just don't have enough money. So I get that. But in this story, nah, Marion, you're the a-hole.
Yep.
Ooh, this is a move. Says we are all so fucked. Be sure to bleep that. Especially since you've been letting it slide. Make sure you know the amount she owes to the penny and tell her you'll be filing for it if she brings this up again. Mm-hmm. And then the hard part, follow through with that. Since she sounds so unreasonable, you probably have to make good on the threat at least once. Oof.
Yeah.
I don't know that OP is really letting it slide. I kind of disagree with that part.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
Because he flat out had a conversation with her in person and then tried to walk away.
Yep.
So he set the boundary.
Yeah. He got away from the situation, but the fact that he still has to
deal with that
because of the custody's, that's horrible.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's everything. Every situation is so complicated, which is why I love reading these stories.
Yep. This way you got to look for early signs of red flags and take your time.
Mm-hmm. Do you got a good one over there? What do you got?
Ooh, okay.
What you got?
Okay, just for context.
Ooh.
This is called So Am I the A-hole?
Okay.
Question mark, question mark. Just for context, I am 36 male. My wife have not been us for a couple of years. Oh, I don't understand that. Okay.
Wait, what?
My wife and I have not been us for
Got
a
it.
couple of years, and we can both see that we are just going in opposite directions.
Reggie.
Meanwhile, I maintain that I want us to be us and work to keep our family together. Neither one of us has tried. We each talk about trying and doing anything possible, but neither one of us actually moves forward with said plan. Yes, I know both are wrong, and probably me more than anyone. We have a 6-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old twin boys. This Father's Day, I was pretty well ignored from her and her set of the fa and her side of the family. Only my side seemed to want to interact with myself and my family members. So, as the day and night progressed, I felt more and more left in the dust. Come to find out, she was going to a concert that night that I had no idea of on her like on Father's Day.
Oh, okay. Yep.
He had no idea. There was no communication. Going to a
Take it
concert,
with
blah, blah, blah,
you.
right?
Buy a ticket.
After her getting ready and saying goodbye to the kids, she straight walked away.
Oh.
So I followed and asked, "Is this marriage and life? Is this what you wanted?"
Oof.
Right? Her answer was,
Okay.
"I don't know."
Oh,
So
that's not good.
I said, "Since you have been hanging separation papers over my head for months, go ahead and submit those tomorrow during your day off so we can start the process of going our separate ways."
Wow.
Now, all of a sudden, I'm an asshole for rushing and pushing her to make choices she wasn't ready to make. I just don't know what to do here anymore. One day, she wants to like take it to the next level and work on things, and the next day she's just moping around and saying like I'm just not where I'm at. So I decided just to go ahead and make the first step. Am I the a-hole for hanging this over her head and going on with the divorce papers?
Okay. So, the top of the story, they basically said that they both weren't happy. They wanted to make changes, but like he,
Neither one of them
oh,
have.
yeah. Neither
Neither.
one of them's like making the effort. And so he flat out was like, make effort. And then nothing changed.
Nothing changed.
So,
And then the last straw is his Father's Day. She's
Yeah.
going to a concert without even telling him, and she says goodbye to the kids and nothing to him.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. I feel like, unfortunately, in this situation, it kind of sounds like everybody's the a-hole a bit because, I mean, the OP openly admitted they also weren't putting in the effort, but that's still a new, like, I think their partner is a bit more of an a-hole just with the whole, like, bye kids, going to a concert, leaves. But I
On
mean, a
Father's Day.
relationship is two people putting in effort.
Yep.
But wow, that's pretty. That's I
That's
want more info.
me too. That's all there is on that
Like
one.
why do they feel?
They have 3 kids.
Yeah, like how do you get that far into a relationship, but then, like, but know that like you're not putting in enough effort.
Yeah, and not even like he keeps like what I've from what I got from this, he's asking, he's like, "Is this what you wanted?" And she's like, "I don't know."
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, you guys have like 6-year-old, the oldest one's 6, and then 2 4-year-old twins. I'm like, that is kind of far into it to not knowing if this is what you want or not, and then not even trying to make a difference.
It makes me, because is OP a male?
Yeah, 36.
And okay, and it's a male-female relationship, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
My wife and I.
I would be very curious to know, like, the wife's POV, if there is any. Like, obviously, there probably isn't, but like, I don't, maybe there's more going on that, like, OP isn't telling us.
Probably, yeah.
Because it seems very cut and dry. And I'm like, well, no situation really is cut and dry. You know what I mean? There's usually a lot of details, a lot of like,
I also get the impression that she's young.
could be,
Like
yeah.
younger than him. He's 36. She could be in her 20s.
Oh, they didn't give an age.
No, not for her.
Interesting.
So, but they have a 6-year-old kid, daughter, yeah, and 2 4-year-old twins. So she's got to be like, they kind of, I want to say like they probably met when she was like 25.
Sure, yeah.
Or high school sweethearts even. Mm-hmm. Because she's still going to a concert. Not to say that's bad or anything like that, but like you have 3 kids and you're going to a concert, so you still got to be young. To even have the, I don't
want
to go
the
to concerts.
Want to go out, yeah. Yeah, you know what
I mean? Same. So I was like, okay, go to a concert, you must really love music and being around a bunch of people, and you have kids at home. It's like, that doesn't bother you? Being around so many people, like, don't you need me time, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But like, I don't know, maybe she's doing it on purpose, like trying to.
Or was she going to a concert?
Yeah, no, was know? She? That's there's it, cheating.
Yeah, right? There's a lot of context that we don't have on her side.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's like, all right, well, go ahead tomorrow on your day off. File those separation
papers. Yeah, savage.
And it's like he's actually making the first step.
Yeah.
But she's calling him the asshole for pushing this or doing this. I'm like, no. We talked about it. No one's trying. Let's just cut it where it needs to be cut.
Yeah, that's Mm-hmm. This is like why I've been single for so long and I don't have any kids, despite the internet saying I have 3. But
the internet, like, she does have 3 kids. She has 3 kids. They all look like laboo-boos.
They're all laboo-boos. No, but it's like, it's, you have to be so picky with love. And I feel like, I mean, nowadays there's not as many people being like born into the world because, you know, people are choosing to be adults with no children. Yeah. And that's totally acceptable, totally normal. It's just interesting that people are so quick to like, kids will solve all my problems. Marriage will solve all my problems. And I implore you that if you are single and you think this way, maybe you should see either a therapist or like really think about that, because all those like habits that the other person has that you like dislike or like kind of put you off, they will manifest in the children, and yes, that will be their personality. It's a whole thing.
It's the same equivalent as like, this Lamborghini will make me happy. I'm miserable right now, but if I put all my money into this damn Lamborghini, mm-hmm, I'll be happy. And then you realize like, oh, there's a lot of maintenance on this sucker and it costs more money than I actually put into it. And then like, there's a gas and I can't really drive it anywhere because it's you're in LA and it's potholes and there's like no open road really to ride. So why did I get this? And because more of a mess, because you thought it was going to be a great idea.
Yeah, and then you crash the car, and then no more car. Then you crash the car, and it starts on fire, and then your house starts on fire, and then your life's on fire.
I've seen that happen once on Hollywood Boulevard. Hollywood Boulevard.
No, really?
Just a guy just going, nits, and then I think it was an F-150, just stopped. It was like Cahuenga in Hollywood.
No.
And the Lamborghini went right underneath the back of the truck, but it was just like crushed, because the truck was like heavy as heck, and
jeez,
he didn't even stop. And I just saw this beautiful... beautiful paint job, too. It's one of those shimmery ones that just, like, changes colors as you pass by. Yeah, total ruined.
No.
Total
ruined.
Now, granted, the engine's all in the back. It could be salvaged. That's for a lot of front end. That's they don't have those parts laying around in a junkyard, so.
No. Point of the story is don't buy a Lamborghini. No one's the a-hole, just the Lamborghini.
No one's the a-hole, just the Lamborghini. Oh, unless you get a Tesla.
Then oh, just, no.
No.
But, that's really funny.
But people are saying...
What is the consensus? I think everybody's an a-hole.
This one guy goes, not the a-hole. She needs to grow up and learn how to communicate.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. With that context, I agree.
Relationships are a two-ways street. Mm-hmm. No, not one situation. You said no, so get the papers filed, done, no problem. And this guy's responding back, it's like, thank you for your support. I guess a lot of people are supporting him. There was one person that wrote a lot. I have a friend in the gym that was married for 35 years. His wife for years has constantly been hanging separation over his head, and then a couple of months ago he decided, he's like, all right, let's do it.
Wow.
And now they're going through a divorce. And
oh,
yeah. She is stringing you along.
Ooh.
She has someone else. That's all there is to it. Probably.
Maybe. I don't know. We don't have enough details.
We don't have enough detail, but I'm like saying, like, he's 36. She's got to be young.
Yeah.
It's like, they say that older men love younger women because they just have the energy and the looks and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they do.
And they do. And that's why some younger women love older men, because they're like that perfect bottle of wine that's been through all the seasons, has got their shit together, but it's not true because we're still trying to get our shit together.
Yeah. Aren't we all, though?
It's just at a certain age. Like, I'm 43. I cannot date anybody under 36. Because I feel like they haven't lived life as enough. Like, go out there, make a couple of mistakes, then come back. You know? Yeah,
but that's good on you. Not a lot of men think that way.
Yeah.
And a lot of men at your age think they deserve a prize pony. And it's like, do you?
I would like some of the matches. A prize pony, I mean, that can go in so many different levels. But I think as a prize pony for me would be just somebody that's just equally mentally there. And then, you know. Because I feel like when it comes to fame and social media stuff, depending on somebody is, like, more popular or more trendy than the other person.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It could ruin a relationship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Like, mm-hmm. Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman and Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise.
Is that what ruined them?
Tom Cruise told, this is supposedly, this is what I've heard, the gossip back then. Tom Cruise told Keira Knightley, what's her damn name? I can't remember her name. She was from Dawson Creek.
Okay.
She played in the first Batman Begins with Christian Bale.
Chompy, help us out if you know the name. Yes. Put it on the bottom of the screen.
God. Anyways, he told her not to do the sequel. It was like, sequels are a bad idea unless it's like you're like the main star and stuff like that. So, and they got Maggie Gyllenhaal to play the same character in the last two movies. But I was like, it was like her character was a blast and a hit. And, you know, it's like, she would have done really well. But it was just kind of like one of those things, especially with a male ego. It's like, oh no, I can't have it. I implore the guys that stick with their partner that are on other social medias that provide up for them to show a lot more of them.
The spicy sites, yeah.
Because it's like, it's not jealousy, because I can see that being happening. Jealousy, like, you're putting too much time in blah, 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 blah. Like Cole and freaking...
Joni,
yes. I love them. They're a great balance. They're couple relationship material. There you go. Anyways, I digress on that because people are crazy and strange, and I don't understand them. I don't think I'm human.
It's hard. It's difficult, especially with these stories, because we're getting them typically from the perspective of the, like, one of the people that thinks they're innocent. Because I don't think a lot of people write on, am I the a-hole, if they think they're not the a-hole.
Right.
Or wait, did I say that backwards? If they think they are the a-hole. Like, they're not going to be like, oh, am I the a-hole? When they are, you know?
The bad guy's not going to see themselves as a bad guy.
Exactly. And it's very rare that we see, like, the judgment that people put on the OP, like the original writer. Mm-hmm. It's rare if they get called the a-hole and then they actually go like, oh, I didn't realize it was the a-hole. My apology. You know what I mean? Like, it's so rare. But it does happen sometimes.
You know what I would love if it was possible and legal? For therapists to come out with, who is the a-hole?
Oh, I think there are YouTube channels.
Like that?
Yeah.
So you like it's coming from one person's point of view that's actually an expert on, like, dealing with people's problems, especially if it's marriage coupling counseling.
Yeah.
Then you give the audience a view on both sides instead of it's one-sided. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
And it lets you decide who is the a-hole in this situation.
Dang.
That'd be dope.
That's wild.
That would be dope.
So I do have a very interesting am I the a-hole since you brought up spicy sites. Ooh. Am I the a-hole for bringing up my 20 male, okay, so this is from a 20 male, mm-hmm. sister's 20 female, only flapjacks in front of my parents.
What?
Here we go.
Oh, no.
I spent this New Year's with my family. It was me, my twin sister, our older brother, and our half-sister, and our parents. We are the youngest, with our brother being 23 and our half-sister being 24. Me and my sister usually get along, but we've been at each other's throats for a little bit. Me and her are unfortunately, both engineering majors at the same college, so it's hard to avoid each other completely.
Damn.
She got mad at me for telling my friends about how easy one of the girls in her friend's circle and I hooked up with was, and a bunch of, oh my gosh, this grammar is awful. Hooked up with was, and a bunch of the other guys I'm close to tried to hook up with her. Oh my gosh. Okay, wait. I'm putting the pieces together.
Whoa.
He told his guy friends that this friend was easy to get with. And then all of his guy friends tried to get with her. Oof. Okay, don't like that.
Don't like that either.
I found out about her only flapjacks because somehow one of my friends somehow found out, and they've been roasting me about how my twins thought. I don't really care. I kind of just didn't want to know my sister did corn, and that's a possible, and that is possible. All my friends have seen it. Oh, okay. So New Year's Eve, my sister, for some odd reason, brought up to my mom and other sister what I said about her friend. She just kept talking about it and saying that I was being a pig and disrespectful to her friend and women as a whole. I eventually just got tired of her saying that I was a pig. The words, "I may be a pig, but I'm not a corn star," fell out of my mouth.
Whoa.
Our older sister asked what I was talking about, and I said that my twin had an only flapjacks. The festivities were effectively ended. Our parents asked me and my other siblings out of the living room so they could speak with my twin. We all went into our brother's room, the attic, and they both went off on me for doing what I did. They told me that I was being an immature schlong for outing my sister like that. I don't think I did anything wrong. She was speaking ill about me, and I was getting tired of it. Am I the a-hole? Whoa!
Wow.
Yeah, dude, you're the a-hole. 100%.
100%. Oh,
God. Oof. Wow. Okay, I'm trying to unpack all of this. This is, yeah. So they're twins,
yeah.
And they go to the same school for the same, like, they're trying to be engineers.
Engineers, yeah.
Yes. So, and they're mad at each other just because he told all of his friends that, like, that girl's easy, like the friend of this, the
yeah.
twin sister.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think this guy is kind of sexist.
Yeah.
Maybe not kind of. Maybe he just is sexist.
Maybe he is, yeah. 100%.
Because, like, in the two instances, or in the whole story, he brought up two instances where he was putting down a woman for being, like, promiscuous, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, like...
That's already red flag number one.
Yeah.
I mean, shit.
That's bad.
That is bad. There's nothing wrong with being too promiscuous.
Yeah, especially, like tagging it completely on a certain gender.
Yeah.
Like, all genders are promiscuous. Like,
yeah.
There's, like, no amount of, like, your promiscuity. Is that the right word?
Sure.
Like, goes a gendered way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's fluid.
I mean, we go. It's bisexual.
Yeah. Like, exactly. Thank you. So weird. Ugh, I despise, I almost said the word hate. I don't hate it. I despise when people put something on a certain gender when it's like, especially when it comes to promiscuity.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not just men. It's not just women.
It's everybody.
It's they, thems, it's men, it's women, it's everyone. We all have that side.
Exactly.
We should enjoy it more.
We should enjoy it more. Life is short. Just do it.
Just do it. Have fun with it. One of the comments, because there's so many that are calling this person the a-hole, says, "You are the a-hole and a misogynist and a schmut shamer."
Schmut shamer.
Just take out the M and the H.
Yep.
Honestly, right? Honestly, I decided you were an a-hole when you had the audacity to talk smack on a girl who decided to sleep with you. You strike me as the type of guy who is as promiscuous as you want to be, but judge women who do the same. That's what we just said.
Yep.
Period. Broadcasting who you've slept with is the sort of thing one would expect from an immature high schooler, not a 20-year-old college student. And how do you think your friends found out that your sister has an only flapjacks? People who watch that kind of corn and shame people who make it are the worst kind of hypocrites.
Thank you.
Okay, whoever this person is, I love you. Let me see. You brought up your sister's only flapjacks because she rightfully called you out on being a pig.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't like being wrong. Dang. That was spicy.
Yep.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. So I find one, but I think we should take this one to Patreon.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. We're going to take this on over to Patreon. please remember to go check it out. We have three different tiers. We have a $5, a $10, and a $50. Mm-hmm. And if you're on the $5 tier, you get to see all of the videos that we film over there. If you're on the $10, you get to ask our iconic guests questions, mm-hmm. which is really fun for us. And our guests absolutely love and adore it. So consider checking that one out. And if you're on the $50 tier, you get our love and admiration. I'm still working on the goals for that one. But there are some of you on there anyway. So have my love and admiration. Cosmo, where can everybody find you on the internet?
The Cosmo Network on YouTube and on Instagram and TikTok. Yeah.
All of the places.
All of the places.
Be sure to check me out, Dare Taylor Official, the verified one on Instagram. And I've got a website, daretaylor.com, where you can push all the buttons and you can find all the stuff. Thanks for joining us. And remember to stay to Lulu because it's the Thululu. I developed a lisp by saying the outro. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. See you next time, okay?
I don't know what happened. It just sort of started happening. Suckering, suck attack.
Mowage.
Yes.